name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. The rough plumbing is in and inspected. To get drain lines inspected involves capping the pipe and pressurizing the system with compressed air. The drain and vent assemblies need to hold pressure for a certain amount of time to pass. Now that the plumber's done with the rough-in, the electrician is called back for the electrical rough-in. I always like to get the plumber in first, since drain and vent lines have considerable less room for play than wires. My electrician is okay about me doing a good deal of the prep. I place the boxes and drill chases prior to them coming out. This house has 4 exhaust fans, 3 of which I've got in place, 1 for each of the baths, and a spot energy recovery ventilator. The kitchen fan and chase will need to wait. Since the house is fairly small, I have them focus primarily on upstairs first. That allows me to move to rocking and insulating as soon as they're done. Once upstairs is rocked, I'll largely clear out downstairs, prep for electric, and call them out to finish. It will take them about 2 days to rough in the house. As my electrician is fond of saying, houses this size basically wire themselves. When they show up in the morning, we walk through the job. I'll work on something else once they start, so I'm around if there are any questions. The day they rough in upstairs, it's raining. I can't work outside, so go run errands and follow through on other off-site tasks, so we're out of each other's way. They've got my number if questions arise, and I check back in later in the day. Upstairs is done, and they're doing what they can downstairs. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.